Hi everyone and Vibe, it's such a joy to be bringing God's Word to you this morning, and I know we're going to have a great time around God's Word today. So let's just pray as we start, and just open your heart to God, open your heart, be expecting to hear from God. And I can assure you that when you come to God with expectancy, you will hear from God this morning. So Father, we just love you this morning. We just thank you and praise you for the privilege of coming around your Word. And Lord, we know that your Word is you speaking to us. It's real, it's living, it's alive, it's quick, it's more powerful than a two-edged sword, Lord God, and speaks right to every part of our being, Lord God. And I just thank you that you minister to people this morning. We're expecting, our hearts are open to receive that good seed and good ground that brings change to our lives. So Lord, we just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I'm going to share something this morning, and I'm going to deal really with being in your place. You know, God has a place for you. God has a spot for you. God has a post for you. You know, in the army, they say, be at your post. And for us as believers, we need to learn to be at our post. We need to be at the place where God has us. And so when you're at that place, that's where you are going to find fulfillment. That's where you're going to experience the provision of God for your life. And that's where God is going to use your life mightily to be a blessing to people, to be a blessing to your location, to be a blessing to your church, to be a blessing to your land. And so it's so important to be in your place. So this morning, I want to speak on this, and this is a title that I've given the message, and that is, are you all there? And are you all there? Are you there? Are you there where God wants you to be? You know what? Sometimes we make those statements and we'll say people aren't all there. But you know, when it comes to the things of God, you need to be all there when it comes to the place where God has you to be, because God has a place for you. And in that place, you're going to thrive. In that place, you're going to be all that God has called you to be. I don't know any of you have seen the film Shrek, and there's a funny scene in one of those Shrek films, I'm not sure which one it is, whenever they are going to that place far, far away, and you have Shrek and Donkey, and Donkey's so impatient, and he just keeps saying, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? And Shrek's just getting fed up with him. But then finally they got there. And you know what? It is important to be there. It's important to be at that place where God wants you to be. And you know what? That comes by walking with God. That comes by being in the Word of God. That comes by praying and hearing from God. Now, in Romans chapter 8, here's a very important principle. Whenever it comes to finding your place, and it says here in Romans chapter 8 and verse 14, it says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Do you know, as believers, we are meant to be led by the Spirit of God. And you know, for someone that doesn't know God, maybe that's why you're not finding fulfillment in life. Maybe that's why you always know there's something missing. Because only God can help you get to the place where He desires you to be. And it comes first by making Jesus the Lord and Savior of your life, and then learning how to follow Him. But as a believer, you need to learn how to be led by the Spirit of God. And you know what? You'll be led by the Spirit of God through getting into the Word of God, because the Holy Ghost will always lead you into the Word. And then when you're in the Word, you start getting familiar with God's voice. And then through prayer, when you pray, God can speak to you. The Bible talks about Him speaking to us on the inside. And you know what? He speaks to us, as we'll see in a moment. He speaks to us in that still small voice. And that's how God speaks to you. And so God can start leading, guiding, and directing your life. You know what? We live in a world that's fast-paced. We live in a world where we get so much information in a day. you know, whether it's through Facebook or, you know, TikToks, or whether it's through 24-hour news channels. You know, just there's information that has been bombarding us every day. And if you open yourself up to it and take in information in excess when it comes to guiding your life, it's gonna affect you greatly. Because as a believer, you're meant to be guided by the Spirit of God. You're not meant to be guided by the news. You're not meant to be guided by the kings of this world, the social media kings of this world, the influencers of this world. You're meant to be influenced and guided by the Spirit of God. And when the Holy Ghost starts guiding your life, you will start finding the place where God has for your life. And in that place, you're going to find great fulfillment. It doesn't mean to say there's not challenges. There's challenges in every aspect of life. But there's nothing like being in what I call a sweet spot. When you're in the sweet spot, you know you are in your place. You know you're at your post. And you know you're where God has called you to be. And you know what? I just want to look at an example this morning of finding your place. And I'm going to look at Elijah. Elijah is a man that we'll see in a minute. He bursts on the scene. And he comes on the scene to deal with issues that are going on in Samaria at the time. What happened was there was a king called Ahab. And he had a wife called Jezebel. And you hear so much about Jezebel. But you know what? Together, that husband and wife team, they were not a good team. Ahab was a wicked king. Ahab was a king that was very disobedient to God. The Bible says out of all of the kings up to that point, he was the worst of them all. There wasn't a king like him. There wasn't a king that turned his back and provoked God the way that he did. So he was not a good king. You know what? He instituted Baal worship. His wife was a Baal worshipper. His wife was a controlling woman. His wife killed prophets. His wife had blood on her hands. His wife had this murdering, controlling spirit about her. But it was around a religious system. So this woman was religious, and she hated the things of God. And she had a great influence on her husband Ahab. And Ahab ended up, you know, pulling down the altars of God, which is a place where you sacrifice. And if you know anything about Scripture, the Old Testament sacrifices all pointed to Jesus Christ. They were types of Jesus. And you know what? And she hates the things to do with Jesus. And she is pulling down the things to do with Jesus. And she instituted Baal worship through her husband. I mean, she is the brains of the party. She is the influence of the party. She is a woman that is controlling. She has no problem usurping authority. She did it on her husband. And you can see it when you read through the whole story of Ahab and Jezebel. You will see how this woman, she's just manipulative. She's controlling. She's a woman of witchcraft, which is control. And you know, God has never called anybody into a leadership position to control people's lives. But that is the kind of woman that she is. And you know what? Her husband and her were a terrible team that done a lot of damage to the children of Israel and caused people to turn their backs on God and go after Baal worship. And so we see God speaking to Elijah. And Elijah is going to deal with this situation. He doesn't deal with it totally, but he plays a huge part in this. And you can see in Elijah's life the importance of being in your place, which is what I want to just share on, because it is so important to be where God has called you to be. Now, Elijah bursts on the scene with this announcement. And here it is in 1 Kings 17 and verse 1. It says, "And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilgal, said unto Ahab," this is unto that wicked king, "he said, as the Lord thy God liveth, before whom I stand, There shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. In other words, when I say so, I'm going to say it, it's going to stop. And I'm going to say it again down the line, and it'll be a few years. But when he had said it again, then the rain would come again. And so it lets us know a couple of things here, because you can see where Elijah gets his information from. He said he stood before the Lord. So that's where he was getting his information from. That's why it's so important to be led by the Spirit of God. Because when you're led by the Spirit of God, you get your information from God directly. You get your information from your source. The only one who can help you be in the place where he has designed you to be, so that you can function and be all that he has called you to be, so that you can have an influence in your generation, and an influence in your family, an influence in your school, an influence in your workplace, an influence, you know, in your generation. And that is by hearing from God. So you see, first of all, of Elijah, he bursts on the scene here, and you find out that he is a man who stands before God. He is a man that who could hear from God, and he is a man that was able to speak on God's behalf. So he spoke to Ahab and he said, there's not going to be any dew or rain. And you know, when Elijah spoke this, things didn't change instantly to the eyes. But when he spoke this, everything changed, which lets us know there's power in your words. There's power when you speak what God says. And when you speak what God says, things start to change. It's not exactly what Jesus done when he spoke to the fig tree. He spoke words and said, no man eat fruit of you hereafter forever. And to the naked eye, to look at the tree, nothing changed. But the next day, as the disciples were coming back that way, they noticed the tree and it was dried up from the root. And so when Elijah, in this situation, when he spoke, it didn't look like anything changed. There was still water in the rivers and the streams. The effect of it didn't come immediately, but things did change. And so when he spoke that, then God gave him the next instruction. And you're going to see here the importance of being in your place. So first he went to Ahab. That's exactly where he was meant to be. When he spoke to Ahab, then God spoke to him again. Do you know what? This drought and this famine was going to affect him as well. Yet he didn't know the next step until he did the first step. He had to say to King Ahab, there's not going to be any dew or rain until I say so. And then he's waiting for God's instruction. Now, what do I do? But I'm telling you, God will always give you the next step. And God gave him the next step here. And this is in 1 Kings 17, verse 2. It says, and the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee thence and turn eastward. And look at this. And hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan, and it shall be that thou shalt drink off the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed you there. And so I want you to see his phrase here as well. It says, I have commanded the ravens to feed you there. There is a there for you to be at. So he needed to go there. If he would have went anywhere else, this provision would not have got to him. The provision was where God was sending it. And so he was sending it where he told him to be. And so there is a place for you to be. And the Bible calls it here, there. That was the brook Cherith. When you go there. That's why I was saying about Shrek and Donkey. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? And the reason sometimes people are not finding fulfillment is because they are not all there. You have to be at that place there for God to sustain you there, to look after you there. And when you go to that place, God will take care of you. At that place, the brook Cherith, God had already made provision for Elijah. There was a brook there. He was going to be hid there, which meant he was going to have protection, because I can tell you, when Jezebel found out about this, and through Ahab, she was not happy. They were hunting Elijah down, because he's the only one who can stop this famine, because when he would speak again, the water would come again. He's the only one who's going to be able to, at his word, speak and the water to come. And so they were looking for him. And so he is in this place for a long time. And you know what? God was looking after him in that place. He had fly through deliveries from the ravens, bringing him food in the morning and in the evening. Every day he had provision. Do you know why he had provision? Because he was in the place where God had called him to be. And this is not the way you would think things would work out. But when you follow the Spirit of God, when God tells you to be somewhere, and it's in line for us in the New Testament, I'm telling you, you have God's Word and you have the Holy Ghost, and those both agree. And plus you have the peace of God that is the rule in your heart like an umpire. So when you have the peace of God, the Word of God, and you have that inward witness of the Holy Ghost, that is like a green light for you to go and be in the place where you are meant to be. And when you go to that place, wherever God has called you, I'm telling you, you are going to find provision right there. Do you know, I can remember this was about 1995. God had put on my heart to move town, to go to a church from Lurgan to Dundalk. And to go to Dundalk, to go to church, it didn't make any sense to my head. In actual fact, I fought it for a long period of time, because I didn't want to leave where I was. But you know what? I couldn't get away from God's leading. And you know what? The more I prayed about it, the more I desired it. And I couldn't get away from it to the point to where I ended up moving to that place called Dur. And in that place called Dur, God had provision for me. God had a wife for me there. God had a place where I learned and I grew and I developed. And it was the foundation blocks for me, for everything that God is doing in my life now as far as teaching the Word. I found it all in that location. And I found what I needed there. And that's why it's so important to follow the Holy Ghost. You follow your heart and you don't follow your head. Your head can't bring you to that place. Sometimes you try to figure everything out. But you know what? I went to that place and I found what God had for me. Now, God spoke clearly to me, and the instructions for me going there was this. It was to go, sit down, basically shut up and listen. Because in that place there, that was a place where I received. I was there to receive, first and foremost. I went to learn. And I found this, there is a place where you learn, where you get building blocks put in you. And that is a place where you are ministered to. Now, you're always going to be ministered to in your Christian walk, but there is a place where you really are poured into. You are poured into, and you help find what God has for you. Now, when Elijah was at the brook Cherith, the ravens came and they fed him there. There was a brook there. There was provision. There was everything that he needed in that place. And it was a place where God ministered to him. Just like the children of Israel in the wilderness. In the wilderness, God fed them with manna, fed them with quail, and it was there every day for them. It was God providing for them every single day. And at this place that I'm talking about, this is a place where God will minister to you, okay? Now, over a period of time, what happened was this brook, Cherith, where Elijah was, it started to dry up. Now, I can imagine Elijah sitting in that place and watching daily that brook starting to get smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. But here's the thing. God told him to be there. And as long as you have that instruction from God, even if things are changing around you, You stay where God has called you to be. There's great lessons in that. There's great importance in that, because sometimes people get fed up where they are, or sometimes people are looking and thinking, oh, it's not going the way I expected. But if you know you are where God has called you to be, here's a real important key. Stay where you are meant to be. Do you know what I've had over my Christian walk? I've had times where I wanted to leave the place where God called me. Just to, you know, your mind thinks different things, or you think things aren't going according to plan, or you know what, I don't have as much money as I desire. And these kind of things can go on in all of our hearts. But here's the bottom line. If God has called you there, don't leave there, because it's part of the journey of the call of God upon your life. And so I've learned walking with God that you stay in the place where God has called you to be. Amen. Now, he gets the next instruction. Now, the next instruction is for him now to leave and to go to a different place. And I'm telling you, God can change things. God can change a ministry position in your life. God can change a job in your life. God can change the position of your job. You know what? There's a time when you are in a place where you are being ministered to, where you are being fed. And then there comes a time, many times in our lives, whenever things change, and now there's desires, other desires going on in your heart for you to be more effective in another role, another position. And you know, when God's training you up, he'll pour into you. But when he pours into you, that's also to pour out of you. That is to pour out of you into other people's lives. And sometimes you can be in a place or a position, you can be in a ministry position in church, you can just be in a place for a period of time, and then after a while it's like a rise up and God will move you to another location. Do you know, there's a good friend of mine, and she had so many positions in church, and one by one, every one of them started drying up. It was like every position she had left. Every position she had was filled by someone else, to the point to where she had no position left. But you know what? God was moving her on into the next step of the destiny that God had for her life. And if she would have tried to fight for those things, to stay in a place that was drying up, she would never have got to what God had for her. But you know, the important thing is that you go and progress in God. I'm not talking about going back. I'm talking about going forward. I've heard sometimes people saying things like, I don't believe this is what God has for me anymore. But then the next couple of months you talk to them and say, what are you doing now in God? And they're not doing anything. That's not God. That was your flesh. Because God will lead you on in more things when you follow him, not less things. He's not going to tell you, you know, to step back from a position so that you can stay at home and watch Netflix and not do anything productive in the kingdom of God. That's not God. Sometimes God can show you something ahead of time, and then you need to be patient so that you step into that. He's just preparing you for what is coming. Sometimes people are in a hurry as well. But here's the thing. God has another place for him to be. And the Bible says here in 1 Kings 17 and verse 8, it says, and the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, notice this again, this is direction from God. This is not him thinking something up. This is him, a man who stands before God, and God speaks to him. And when God speaks to him, he acts on it. And he's going to another place. And so this next place where he went to was to go to Zarephath, which belongs to Zidon, and the Bible says here, dwell there. There is another there for him to be at. So he's going to leave one place, and God has a there for him to get to, that is in Zarephath and Zidon, and it says, and behold, I have commanded a widow woman to sustain you there. So he goes to this place, and he crosses path with this widow woman, And you know what? This widow woman, she's about to prepare a meal for her and for her son. She has basically, she's down to her last. She's down to her last meal. And so she's about to prepare a meal when along comes this man of God, and he turns around and he says to this woman, he tells this woman to look after him first. You know, feed him first. Get him a drink first. And you know what? This is a principle that I've heard abused. I've heard people manipulate this principle. But here is the thing about Elijah. Elijah was coming on the word of God, and he's going to minister into this woman. This woman actually was in fear, and this woman is about to cook her last meal, and basically that is it. She has nothing left when she meets the prophet of God, and the prophet of God spoke to her, and he helped this woman to enter into a principle of seed time and harvest. And that was, if you give to me, God's going to get involved in this. And what is going to happen is, you see that small bit of meal that you have, and you see that wee cruse of oil that you have, you know what? It is going to last you the whole famine. It is not going to run out. But this was a principle of seed time and harvest. This is a principle of giving. And I'm telling you, there is a principle of giving that blesses your life to where you give and it comes back to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Again, this is another principle in line with the children of Israel. When they were in the wilderness, God fed them manna and quail. When they came into the promised land, the manna stopped, the Bible said, and they began to sow seed and eat the fruit of the land. So God now starts to minister to them through the principle of seed time and harvest. Now again, I have seen people misuse that, and especially this story. I've heard people just try to con people. But here's the thing. You never give on the level of manipulation and control. You always give on the level of faith. And this woman went from fear to faith, and she gave. And so you see that these two people cross paths. And what happened was, now Elijah, instead of being ministered to, he's a man who's ministering to someone himself. So in the brook, God ministered to him. Now with this widow, now he's involved with this woman, and through him, God is going to bless that woman's life. And I want you to know that there is a place to where you go from being ministered to where you then go and you minister into other people's lives and affect their lives. This woman and her son was affected because Elijah left that brook when God said to leave it, and he went to another place, and in that place he became a mighty blessing to this woman. In actual fact, if you read this story, and I'm not going through it in depth here, but this woman's son later died. And you know what? Elijah raised this young son from the dead. That was a woman's life that was greatly affected. And it all started whenever she got involved with Elijah. And when he said to give, this woman got involved and give to Elijah. And there was a chain reaction of that meal and that cruse of oil. It never ran out. The whole famine, and then down the line, because now she has this man of God in her life, her home was greatly affected as a result of these two people crossing paths. And so thank God that Elijah went, and thank God this woman responded. Praise God. Do you see, there's a time where God ministers to you, and then there's a time when God will start ministering through you on a small capacity into maybe a small group of people, into a small department, or, you know, where God starts ministering into somebody's family, into a next door neighbor. You know, God will start ministering to your through your life to where you start to become effective. And the sad thing is many times people leave all of this up to the preacher. preacher or leave all of this up to the people to be on the stage. But you know what? You live next door to your neighbors. You go to work with your friends and your work colleagues. You go to school with your school friends. You can be effective there. It may not be in an arena. It may not be in a church stage speaking to people. But you know what? There's people in your life every week that you can minister to. That's why we go to church. We go to church and let God minister to us, so that then throughout the week we have something in us that we can start to give to others. And as much as is in you, that's what you give. You can tell someone about Jesus. You can be a blessing into somebody's life when you have God minister into you. With this woman, everything was little until she came in contact with Elijah. And I'm telling you, I have seen that principle over the years. I've seen people come to God with little, and God caused them to prosper in life. God caused them to prosper in ministry. God caused them to prosper and to be effective with their life in the kingdom of God. Don't hold back from God. And make your life available to be a blessing to others. So at the brook, God ministered to Elijah. In Zarephath, God ministered through Elijah to a woman and to her son. And you know, to her home, anybody that came in, there was always provision in that house. Now, God spoke to Elijah again. See, there's always a place for you to be. And this time when God spoke to Elijah, it was going to lead to the Mount Carmel situation. And you know the story there at Mount Carmel, where this was going to be, he was to meet Ahab. And then there was going to be a showdown in Mount Carmel. And so there were 450 prophets of Baal that show up, and there was 400 other prophets that show up. And these were people that sat around Jezebel's table. And so you start to see this, that in this place at Mount Carmel, Elijah's life starts to have an effect on a location that actually changes the controlling system that was there. I'm telling you, God can use you. If you follow God's leading and guiding in your life, God can use you to smash strongholds. God can use you to smash mindsets. God can use you to smash religious holds that are on an area, controlling an area. And it came to a showdown. And Elijah went to the children of Israel, and he said to them, how long will you halt between two decisions? Either follow Baal or you follow God. But today there's going to be a showdown, is what he said. And we're going to see today who the real, true, living God is. Boys, there was a boldness that came upon him. And you know what? We know the story where all the prophets of Baal showed up and Elijah showed up. And you know what? The prophets of Baal, they offered up their sacrifice, and they called on Baal to come and to answer them. And so they called all day. They cut themselves. They beat themselves, trying to get their God to answer. And I can tell you this as well. We don't have to punish ourselves. We don't have to beat ourselves to come closer to God. Let me tell you, Jesus brings you as close to God as you will ever be. That's why salvation even is not through self-punishment, or it's not through self-sacrifice. Salvation is through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ alone. And so God did not answer them, no matter how loud they shouted, how much they beat themselves, cut themselves, to the point that Elijah started actually mocking them and saying, your God, is he out for lunch? You know, where is he? Maybe he's deaf. All of these kind of things. But you know what Elijah, what he done was he repaired the altar to God, and he put that sacrifice on the wood, which was a type of the Lord Jesus Christ being laid on a cross. And you know what? And he took water, which it was scarce. There was a scarcity of water, but God already told him that it was going to rain. It was going to bucket down. So when you know God, your provider, you don't mind pouring some water onto an altar. And he didn't just pour some. He poured bucket loads on it, and it filled the trench around it that he had dug. And so this was, he was making it really hard for God, but God loves that because that allows him to be God. And what happened was he called out on God. God rained down fire, and you know what? It consumed the whole lot. And here is the thing. In this place, God showed himself strong, and in doing so, Baal was reduced to nothing. I'm telling you, God wants to use some people's lives to such a point where God is glorified and magnified in and through their lives, to where it is clear that our God is the living God. Let me tell you, our God hasn't changed or hasn't stopped being a miracle working God. And I'm telling you, the people, it wasn't just one or two people he affected that life. He affected the children of Israel. He affected multitudes of people that day, and they turned from Baal to serve the living God. And you know what? This whole story is spoken around the rain coming, and it is a type of the latter rain. And thank God that we believe God for the latter rain. There's great days ahead of us. There is the latter rain that is coming, and I'm telling you, it's not going to be the one and two and three getting saved. It's going to be people getting saved in their hundreds. It's going to be people being affected in their hundreds. And that's what we are believing God. And I'm telling you, if you follow God's stages in your life, you will be positioned to affect locations. You will be positioned to affect towns, to affect counties, to affect even the land. And some people will even have a global effect because that's the call of God upon their life. Now, the next place he's meant to be is in Jezreel. And that's when the Spirit of God came upon Elijah. And you know the story, he ran to Jezreel. And in Jezreel, he was meant to get there, and he was meant to deal with the root cause. But the root cause was Jezebel. And when he got there, Jezebel sent a message to him, because this was a controlling, manipulating woman. And she sent message to him. And what happened was, this is the first time he left his place where God had for him. And he actually took off. He took off and went, and he sat underneath a juniper tree. And he complained. He thought it was all just him. He spoke about me. And he took his eyes off of God. And that's how people get away from their place. Sometimes people don't realize that God has many others that he can use. And it's a privilege to be used by God. And some people can think that after a while that they're propping everything up. And that's not true. It's God that is using you. But I'm telling you, God can use others if he doesn't use you. And so what happened was he went to this juniper tree, and God fed him, gave him strength. And he went for 40 days and nights on the strength of the food that was given to him. It's a type of allowing yourself to be built up in God, built up in the Word of God. But he took that strength and he ran off again in the wrong direction. And he came to a cave, and God came and spoke to him and said, "Elijah, what are you doing here?" Do you see, when you're in the wrong place, you're not in the place that God has for you. And you know, I could talk on other things and show you that people in the Word of God who got into the wrong place. But here's the thing. Many times people can get into the wrong place. But here's the answer if you want it. To get back into your place. What God done was he brought him outside the cave. And the Bible says, and God came by. And then there was wind, and it smashed rocks off the walls. But the Bible said God wasn't in that. Then there was an earthquake, and then there was fire. And God said, and it said God wasn't in it. God wasn't in that. There's many voices out there. There's many distractions. There's many loud things that go on. There's many pulls on us in life. But here was the thing. God was in the still, small voice. And when you listen to the still, small voice, if you listen to that, God will get you back to the place where you are meant to be. But Elijah didn't listen. And what happened was Elijah ended up being replaced. And he was replaced by Elisha. And there was another guy that is mentioned. You call him Jehu. And Jehu actually ended up being the one who God used, he anointed him, this is down the line, to go and to cut off the snake's head, to go and deal with the root cause, and that is Jezebel. He took Jezebel out. In actual fact, he was anointed, he came to this tower, Jezebel painted her face, put on her best, she still came out, even though defeat was facing her, she still came out trying to manipulate, but she could not manipulate Jehu. Jehu was exactly in the place that God had for him. And he looked up and she was in this tower and she looked out and she had eunuchs with her. Eunuchs can't produce, they are fruitless. And I'm telling you, when you hang around manipulating, controlling people, let me tell you, they'll stop you from being fruitful in the kingdom of God. But he looked up at them eunuchs and he said, are you with me, basically, or are you with her? And if you were her, throw her out. And those eunuchs took this woman and threw her out of that tower. And that was the end of this controlling, manipulating woman. But you know what? That place there was a place where you take out root causes. And when you take out root causes, it is dealt with. But it is an intimidating place. And there is an enemy that tries to stop you. And you know what? God has stages for us. There's a place where you are ministered to. Maybe that's where you're at tonight. That's a good place to be. Let God minister to you. There is a place where you're ministering and you're being effective, but it's like under the radar. Then there is a place where you start to be effective in your location and you are on the radar. I'm telling you, you are making an impact. But I'm telling you, there's also a place where you actually go after root causes. And I'm telling you, there are some people, maybe even I'm speaking to right now, that God is going to use you in your life to do major things in the kingdom of God, to affect root causes, to bring change to an area. And I'm telling you, you need to just find out the place where God has you to be. But I just encourage you this morning, this whole message is about being in the place that God has for you. And how do you find that? You find that by following that still small voice. So I encourage you this morning, be a person where you allow the Holy Ghost to minister to you, to where you pray in the Holy Ghost, to where you're in the Word, and you start following that leading and guiding of the Spirit of God. And I can promise you that you will be in a place where you will see God's hand upon your life, and you will do things that only God could have caused you to do, and you will have major facts that will bring glory and honor to the Lord Jesus Christ. And surely that's the desire of all of our heart, is for our lives to be effective for Jesus Christ. So praise God. Be blessed through that message this morning. And praise God. Amen.